Today's gospel kind of starts like a ghost story. In fact, the apostles, it says they were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. So Jesus does several things to convince them he's not a ghost. First off, he says, "Touch my hands and my feet. Touch the wounds that I received on the cross." You can't touch a ghost. He says, "Give me something to eat." A ghost can't eat. But then he does something that you usually don't hear to prove that you're not a ghost. He says, "Thus it is written that the Messiah should suffer, die, and rise again on the third day." And after he rises, repentance and the forgiveness of sins will be preached to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. It's not usually how you tell someone you're not a ghost. So, what does that mean? The first reading tells us what that means. The book of Acts is the story of how repentance and forgiveness of sins was preached to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. The apostles start out, we start out with the ascension. We elect Matthias as the 12th apostle to replace Judas, and then there's the Pentecost in there. But the apostles start preaching in Jerusalem and spread. This is the beginning of the church. So today's reading comes right after they heal a crippled beggar. And Peter starts preaching. It's the second time Peter preaches. So this is the second homily ever preached, at least that we have written down. And he does it in Solomon's portico. This is in the temple in Jerusalem. So Solomon, remember, was the wise king. He was David's son. And in fact, sometimes they would even call Solomon a son of God for reasons I'm not exactly sure I even understand. But the location is important because he's preaching in this place where we're supposed to be remembering Solomon's wisdom. And then he says, "It wasn't us who healed this beggar. It was God who did this. God gave us the power through his son, Jesus Christ." And so this message of repentance and forgiveness and mercy that Jesus preached, he then gave this power and this mission to his apostles to continue that. And they quote the Old Testament where it says, God made this covenant with Abraham, and then continued to make it with all of Israel, saying, all the world is going to be blessed through Abraham's offspring. And this is where it becomes important for us. So by our baptisms, we become brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ. We become adopted sons of God. But Jesus comes from the line of Judah, one of the tribes of Israel. And all the tribes of Israel come from Abraham. So in effect, when we get baptized, we too become sons and daughters of Abraham. We become the offspring of Abraham. So our mission is to bring this message of repentance and forgiveness and mercy to all the world. And Jesus, through his passion, his death, and then his resurrection, gave us the power to be able to do that. So let's try and remember that as we go throughout today and the rest of the week and the weekend and all the days to come, that when we are baptized, we receive this mission from Jesus to go preach the good news to everyone. And then Jesus gave us the power to do it. He gives us the power to live these lives that are good examples and to be able to learn and know about him, and then to teach that to all the other people in the world who haven't heard it.